Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have spent much time at all with a baby, or even a small child for that matter, you know that there is little else in all the world that's quite as peaceful as the sound of them asleep. It's probably because they make so much noise when they're awake, but when a baby sleeps, even if they make a little bit of noise, it is pure bliss and peace. This is, of course, after you've checked to make sure they're still breathing, acknowledged. Tonight, children all over the world will struggle to get to sleep in anticipation of waking up to a pile of presents come morning. However, when they do get to sleep, there will be peace upon the earth. Not just because Santa is busily making his rounds, but because on this night, we remember and we celebrate what happened on a night over 2,000 years ago. In those days, our familiar reading from the Gospel tells us that a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. It's interesting that this story of Jesus' birth begins something like a news report telling us when it occurred by telling us who was in charge or in power at the time. It was Caesar Augustus who was in power, and he is credited with having brought peace and stability to the Roman Empire after a long period of instability and unrest. That peace that he brought came through a strong military, through a healthy economy, through an investment in the infrastructure that encouraged and facilitated commerce. It was such a prosperous and peaceful time in world history that it was even given a name, the Pax Romana, or Roman peace. While the Pax Romana is considered to have been a good thing for most of the people in the Roman Empire, it came at a cost. A cost that was not borne equally by all the people in the empire. The peace was established and maintained by the use of slaves and of soldiers and peasants, many of whom had no chance of prospering within the system. And if you were considered to be an enemy of the empire, forget about it. You certainly didn't prosper, that is, if you were allowed to live. And yet the Roman Empire is considered to be one of the greatest civilizations in history. Go figure. Unfortunately, we often evaluate something as being good, or in this case, great, if it is good for us, or good for the majority of people, even if it causes other people to suffer. Fortunately, during the time of the Pax Romana, there was another option for peace given to the people. But this time, it wasn't just given to some people at the expense of some other people. No, this peace was offered for all the people. The promise of peace came in the form of a baby, born in a humble manger in the city of David, called Bethlehem. For there was born a child, the promised Messiah, to a young virgin named Mary and her faithful husband, Joseph. This child would soon garner the attention of the world through the original social network, the angels, obviously, who would tell the shepherds to not be afraid, for they are bringing good news of great joy for all the people. You heard that right. That's great news or great joy for all people. Not just some people like the Pax Romana, but for all people. And that great joy has come through the person of Jesus, who though he is the Son of God, both equally divine and equally human, lowered himself into the form of a human so that he might be born of a woman. Not just any woman, but a virgin woman who was betrothed to be married. And Jesus didn't just lower himself, he humbled himself. Humbled himself by being born into the most humble of circumstances. Remember that this was during a time when it was challenging for those who were on the margins because they were not allowed to thrive during this time of prosperity of the Pax Romana. And that is the context into which Jesus was born, into the margins of Roman society. You see, even though Mary was great with child, she and Joseph were powerless against the emperor's decree that all people must be counted. They had no choice. They had to go to Bethlehem. And when they got there, there was no place for them to stay. Certainly no private place for them to stay, so they end up sleeping among the animals. A stable. It may have been a cave behind the house. It might have been a barn behind a home. We don't know. But we do know that whatever this structure was, it was humble. And from these humble circumstances comes this new promise of peace. Peace for all people. For that child that was born would be called the Prince of Peace. The one who the prophets foretold would be coming to set all things right. But the peace that Jesus came to establish is not only available to the elect, or to the rich, or to the powerful, or to men, or the religious elite. It is a peace, you've heard me say it before, for all people. It's not a peace that is predicated upon some people thriving while other people suffer. No, this is a peace that can be experienced by all. A peace that should be experienced by all. And as the Prince of Peace, Jesus came to offer peace, to offer hope, to offer love, and maybe even a little bit of joy to all of creation in a way that no worldly human leader ever could. Jesus came to establish a new covenant, a promise grounded in his love for all of creation, so that we might live in loving relationship with God who sent him as well as one another through that same love. And that love, my friends, is the foundation for the peace that Jesus came to establish. And that peace, I would suggest, comes from selflessly loving and giving of ourselves to others, just as God through Jesus has done for us. Peace like this is predicated upon love and not power. And as a result, it is a threat. It's a threat to those who peddle peace, who trade in peace, such as Caesar did during Jesus' time. The Roman Empire was afraid of Jesus. Even as an infant, they were scared. When they heard the news that this child had been born, Herod was afraid. He wanted the men from the east, when they came, to tell him where this child was because he wanted to eliminate him. A baby. He's afraid of a baby. Little did they know what Jesus had come to do, and that what Jesus would establish here on earth would threaten everything that they based their power system upon. And that's because he came in love to establish the peace that surpasses all human understanding. May that peace come to you this night and every day as that peace settles upon the earth this evening. Amen.